Piecegrid presents First Person Singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Patrice Facchioni shares her walk with Angelica.
You know how nature's places can feel secretive and hidden, turn one way then another, along manzanita or coffeeberry-lined paths, where the ground may be dusted with fallen oak leaves, and suddenly it's as if you had entered another reality. This mysterious sense may also be found in the company one keeps. I've walked with those whose voices are so loud the forest recoiled. With certain kindred few, being in nature becomes a treasured place itself. When walking in the forest, there's little to distract us from where and who we are. Chaos is present, but in the dense thicket of branches. Sound is not car horns, but flitting birds, breeze through trees, and in this case, the low voices of two women, and a comfortable silence between us when only our steps could be heard. Walking with Angelica, our quiet conversation touched on life's challenges, how early sorrow can persist for decades. After she picked up the remains of an abandoned gray striated wasp's nest, the smooth paper-like feel of it, our conversation found us talking about nature's magic and God. There are certain people who listen so deeply, they make it possible to say what we've not yet articulated, even to ourselves.
Patrice Facchioni is an author and teacher. This piece is adapted from her Monterey Herald column, A Walk About Town. First person singular, this is Matilda Rand.